If you want to be a part of the conversation too, then subscribe to my Patreon, www.patreon.com/Mr. Chaz, and join the conversation. Ask your own questions. Every single week, I bring on someone with a different expertise. Be a part of it for as low as $5 a month and get access to one-on-one coaching with me for as low as $20 a month. I believe that every household should have access to an affordable guide on their parenting journey. Sign up if you want me to be your guide, or if you just want your parenting and teaching questions answered.
What's my name? What's my name? What's my name?
Yeah, let's get started into a little practice. So wherever you are, wherever you land, of course, don't be doing this while you're driving. You don't want to close your eyes. But check in with your body. Notice where you're at. Maybe you could even pause right here, create a little comfortable space for yourself. Maybe that's on a cushion. Maybe that's on a chair. Get comfortable because you deserve it and you're worthy of that space and that time. This will be like 7 minutes. So it's nothing, it's not a huge commitment. So don't worry. And mindfulness is nothing that's religious. So I'm not going to be infusing anything that's religious here. This is for all folks. And that being said, let's go ahead and find a mindful posture. So when I talk about a mindful posture in my mindfulness training courses, we talk about really settling into the body. And so once you find that comfortable position, if you're sitting on a cushion, I really advise that you kind of allow the pelvis to tilt forward so your knees are below your hips. And the funny thing about the body, especially when we're new to our mindfulness practice, is that we can get this paraspinal fatigue that a lot of people talk about. They're like, I can't sit in a meditation because my back hurts. Totally understand. Lay down then, or tilt the pelvis forward, knees down away from the hips. On the next inhale, just go ahead and draw the shoulders up towards the ears. Just give yourself a good squeeze here. If you're hanging on to extra tension, squeeze your biceps, your arms, your forearms, even your fists. And then exhale, release everything. Let the shoulders drop, down towards the hips. If you're ever feeling really tense, a really great thing to do is just what we did there. So inhale, squeezing the shoulders up towards the ears, squeeze the biceps, forearms, fists, give it a squeeze, and then exhale, slowly release, let the shoulders drop down towards the hips. Good. Awesome. Good. And then go ahead and let the chin just kind of melt down towards the collarbones. And then maybe you close the eyes here. Either that or lower the gaze. And that way you just can kind of land into your inner landscape versus being distracted by any visuals. Good, just like that, as your mindful body. And then you can soften into your breath. Kind of gently start noticing your breath. Notice how the breath travels in through the nose, past the upper lip, expands through the throat, the chest, and the low belly. And then exhale just to soften the whole body. Notice the waves of the chest, gently rising and falling. Good. Let's invite in a more deep and meaningful breath, a cleansing breath, if you will. So take a full exhale out through the nose or the mouth. Good. And then on the next inhale, take a deep breath in through the nose for one. Notice the ribs kind of expand here for two. Low belly melts away from the spine for three. And then as you exhale, let the belly melt back in towards the spine. The ribs knit back together. Let that breath just sweetly escape the nose or the mouth. Good, just like that. Let's do that four more times. Deep breath in. Maybe you bring it in for an equal count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause at the top and then exhale, equal count of 5 back out. 3, 2, 1. Good. Do that three more times. Deep inhalations in through the nose. Really fill the whole low belly. Nourish the body here on the inhale. And then let go of anything that no longer serves you on the exhale. Just soften the whole body here. Good. Two more times on your own deepest breaths yet. Deep breath in through the nose to nourish. Deep breath back out, let it all go. Good, do that one more time. Deep breath in. And exhale, just sigh it all out. No one else is around, who cares, let it go. Good. Just keep the eyes closed here. Notice that we go from this mode of doing to simply being. Just let the left shoulder fall heavy over the left sit bone. Really drop it down towards the left sit bone. Then maybe we breathe in through the right shoulder and let that shoulder fall just a little bit heavier down towards the right sit bone. Bring some focus, attention, awareness towards the muscles around your eyes. Breathe in through those muscles, and then as you exhale, soften the muscles. Maybe even create space between the upper and the lower jaw here. Good. So we only have 5 more minutes left in this meditation. We're just here landing in. Just kind of noticing and checking in with the body. If it's your first time today or this week where you've really truly taken the time to ask yourself how you're doing, do that here. Maybe you just give yourself 1, 2, 3 words. And then let those words simply dissolve. You've given them permission to feel seen and heard, and then now you can just let them go as if there were clouds in the sky. Good. And now maybe you bring into the field of your awareness a few of the things that stand out most to you that happened yesterday and last week. Nothing too highly charged here. We're just kind of noticing what starts to come up, what the body's remembering, and we're simply observing it. And notice if there's any feelings or emotions associated with these events that are showing up in your mind. I'm just kind of recognize those here. On your next exhale, simply let all of those dissolve. Let them go away into the field of your awareness, again, as if there were clouds in the sky. And now breathe in maybe a sense of gratitude for those particular events the last few days. Or maybe even just checking in with yourself right now in this moment for taking the time to carve out, to spend time with yourself, just to check in. Out of any and all the other places you could be, you're here right now. Make sure you find 2 or 3 more words of gratitude just for yourself. And now bring into your mind's eye someone you're truly grateful for. Perhaps it's a partner, or a family member, a coworker. Maybe it's a child. And just offer them a word of gratitude. Allow them to receive that. Just in this nice shared humanity, in this moment from heart to heart with this individual. Just recognizing that we're trying our best. We're just here in this moment together. And then breathe back out. Let that gently dissolve into the mind's just existence. Let it sit there in the subconscious. It's there to feel seen and heard. And then let it go. On the next inhale, bring in a form of intention. Wherever you're at, whatever time of day that you're listening to this, bring in yourself towards yourself a intentional word or 3 or 4. Set an intention for yourself. Perhaps it's, I choose to breathe in 5 times before I respond to my children for the remainder of the day today. I choose to take a pause. Or perhaps it's, I will show myself 3 words of kindness today at breakfast, at lunch, and at dinner. Now in your mind's eye, picture yourself actually fulfilling these intentions for yourself. Maybe it's you choose to mindfully eat or mindfully walk outside today. Or I picture myself drinking lots of water, nourishing my body. Whatever it is, it's yours. Let it be there. And now in your mind's eye, create the feelings and sensations you would feel if you actually finished these intentions. If you put the work into them, what would be the fruits of your labor? What feelings are associated with the space that you're creating? And breathe in through the nose here and then breathe back out. Just kind of honoring this practice for yourself. Let everything else dissolve in your mind and then just come into being in this moment. This is some of the hardest work we'll ever do. So picture yourself in this moment, sitting in the place you are in time and space. If this was challenging for you and your mind wandered off into future moments or past moments, know that that's completely normal. The one and only thing you can do is begin again. You could try this same meditation later today. And then just pause. Bring yourself back to the breath. Take a deep breath in through the nose and a deeper breath back out. And just picture yourself even honoring yourself and showing yourself gratitude in this moment for taking the time to practice this. And begin to wiggle the fingertips and the toes. Just bring a nice sensation back into the body. Or stay here longer. Whatever you're needing. Something I talked about earlier today was taking a moment to look around in the room that you're in. So look around the room. Notice what in this room brings you joy. Why does it bring you joy? It's the colors, sensations, the windows outside, the trees, whatever it may be, let your body feel that on a few inhalations and exhalations. The rest of the world's always waiting for you, so know that you can always ground in through finding something that brings you joy and ease. Good job. That's hard. It's hard just to sit with yourself and not get distracted and go on a whole adventure in your mind. But we can start to tame our thoughts a little bit, bring it back, rein it in, and begin again. But kindly and gently. I always call it escorting yourself, just like I would a child, escorting yourself back to the breath moment by moment with kindness and compassion. Take the hand of yourself, bring it back to the breath. Just begin again.
What's my name? What's my name? What's my name?